Welcome to episode 70 of the Potter Discussion. I am your host, Oscar, and here on the Potter Discussion, we discuss some of Harry Potter's deepest and darkest theories, tidbits, and little Easter eggs you might have missed, and you probably did. Today, we have another Versus series, and I am very excited because, I mean, come on, Versus series are awesome. Today, we will be comparing Harry and Bellatrix. Good and evil both are very formidable opponents. And today we will be deciding who will win. This is going to be a good one because both of these two wizards are very, very powerful. And they have their own way of casting spells that just really works with their character and the way they use their magic for good or evil. So seeing and deciding who we think would win, I think is going to be a very interesting test of both these two people's character, and deciding who would be the winner would be pretty fun. So let's go. Okay. Harry versus Bellatrix. Let's get straight into it. Harry Potter and Bellatrix Lestrange are some of the most unlikely people to cross paths. And yet, they did. A lot. Like, a whole lot. Why that is, well, Voldemort is the obvious choice. However, it may be because Harry and Bellatrix are more alike than we think. Both have a very specific view that they are very entrenched in. They both have a lot of motivation and will stop at nothing for their view of justice. But that's on the inside. On the outside, there are no two different people. Bellatrix is a cold-blooded killer who is overly faithful to Voldemort and the ways of dark magic. Harry, on the other hand, is your classic hero. He tragically lost his parents when Harry is young and still fights for them to this day. So, being so different but so similar, who would win? Let's cut to the chase and do it. Harry is a practiced wizard who possesses one of the most impressive and powerful magical arsenals out there. He battles the forces of evil, even giving up his life to save everything. Harry is a very worthy opponent. Bellatrix has a different story. She faithfully served Voldemort for years, picking up a few tricks along the way. Bellatrix will have you bound in chains with a snake around your neck, purple and dead, before you can say Quidditch. In other words, if she wants your lunch money, she'll get it. One way or another. We are in a dilemma. Both Harry and Bellatrix are very powerful spell casters, and it would be very difficult to decide who would win. But I'm not taking the easy way out. We are going to stick this out all the way to the end. So let's continue by comparing the two styles of magic. Harry, as we all know, has his very hairy style of magic. He likes the spells that won't do something, like kill, to his opponents. Harry goes for the disarming kind of spells, and would prefer to take his opponent out of action by stunning or freezing them. Harry likes disarming so much, it became his signature spell. He was recognized because of that spell in the 7th book. Bellatrix, on the other hand, uses a more lethal style of magic. Like I said before, Bellatrix is sneaky and quick, and has a way about her that you absolutely will quail under. Bellatrix likes the spells that cause pain and extreme suffering. She'll torture and kill you just to get one tiny bit of information. Bellatrix uses the spells that painfully kill you for the maximum benefit of Bellatrix. She prefers spells like Crucio and Avada Kedavra. So we have the two styles of magic inside to the story. And now we have to decide who the winner would be. This part will be a little more complex than our other versus episodes, because I see two paths where we could go. The first is following the story. In other words, if the story were to continue, who would win? Harry or Bellatrix? The second direction we could take is if Bellatrix and Harry had no prior interaction and the Harry Potter story never happened. So let's start with number one. If the story was a factor, I think the winner would be Harry. Harry would win the story version of this because the whole energy and moment of the Battle of Hogwarts changed in Harry's favor. If it was Harry instead of Molly who fought Bellatrix, the outcome would be the same. And for the second scenario, I think the winner would be Bellatrix. There were way too many factors in the Battle of Hogwarts to call it a fair fight. But if Harry and Bellatrix were put in a room, Bellatrix would win. She has more tricks up her sleeve, and in the end, that would be the deciding factor. So, there you go. That is the theory for today, and I must say, I think these two different scenarios would really make a difference. We saw in the Battle of Hogwarts, Bellatrix was going after Ginny, and they were having a fight, and Ginny missed the block and was hit with a spell. And of course she didn't die, but that was a pretty bad spell because she was frozen. And then Molly has her great line, gets up on the stage, and they go at it. And I think part of Molly's victory was the motivation to avenge and protect her daughter, Ginny. And that was one of the reasons why I think Harry would perform similarly, because he has that same protectiveness of Ginny and every single one of the Weasleys, and all the Weasleys were standing right there. So it makes sense that Harry as well would be the winner if Bellatrix were to fight him right there in the same moment and with the same mindset and every factor being the same. I also think for that second scenario, having Bellatrix be the winner of that one, it makes a lot of sense to me. And I want to include that because I felt like it was important to just compare if we gave their power a score, you know, whose score would be higher. And of course, we didn't do that exactly, but it was just no other factors. Literally no other factors. They just had their personality, their knowledge of their magic, and just things that made up them. And everything else was completely gone. And nothing else existed in that little room we could put them in. So I do think I'm still, after writing this theory, I am still thinking that Bellatrix is generally the more powerful witch compared to Harry. So having that other comparison, I feel like, is really important to compare Bellatrix's loss of Harry in the Battle of Hogwarts to her victory in that little box we would put her in. And I think she would win in that little box we put her in because she can really get under your skin. She just put like hooks in your skin and just pulls. There's no relief. There's no anything. She could probably win a duel just with words. And I don't mean like words casting spells, but she really can get under your skin. And Harry has very loose skin. People can really get under his. So Bellatrix would use her, you know, taunting and all that kind of stuff against Harry, and it would be mega effective because she has so much to taunt Harry. She has so much leverage and past that would really affect him. And I know that really doesn't come into play, but they still have all their memories and stuff. And Bellatrix could still taunt Harry, you know, saying like, oh, you won't win the duel, you won't do this, you won't do that. So she just has a way that she does her talking and magic. It's like a comedic performer. They really focus on timing and when they land their jokes to really get the best effect. And Bellatrix does that. She makes a script in her head that she's going to say ahead of time, so she knows exactly when to say what spells to cast, what duel she's going into, and what person she will be fighting, to really maneuver herself into that position. And being the right-hand woman of Voldemort, that really helps, because she has a lot of experience doing a lot of things that affected a ton of people. And Voldemort was kind of the catalyst. I don't really think that's the right word, but he was too great to do the things that he really wanted to happen. So he set out his next best person, which was Bellatrix. So Bellatrix going out and doing all the things Voldemort wants to do can really build your resume in the dark magic community, because that allows you to, you know, kill a lot of the prominent good people. And it just gives you a lot of experience in the, you know, I'm going to win and you're going to lose kind of thing. So Bellatrix carrying out almost everything that Voldemort wanted done, and that combined with her, you know, taunting ability and just generally magic, like, she is a very, very powerful person. I mean, it's a pretty hard combination to beat. And Harry, he is classic stubborn Harry, you know, never gonna break his skin. But yeah, I don't think so. Because Bellatrix could definitely do some pretty deep damage, and not just with her magic, but also with the way she could mirror things that she's already done. So even if, like, so say like just Sirius, that's like the one interaction that they share that like Bellatrix wanted done, and Voldemort sent her out to do it. So Bellatrix could use the same, you know, situation against Harry, and she could use the same spells, same words, same actions, and it would bring back those horrible memories, and Harry would be completely destroyed. And there's just so many things that Bellatrix could do that Harry has no defense of, because you can't stop your emotions, and you can't just not think. So Bellatrix having those experiences and weapons and tools against Harry that her words and her magic can convey, that is a very, very large factor of why I think Bellatrix is the more powerful witch. And if we're just talking about magical skill and not all these different things about, you know, taunting and wordplay, I do think still Bellatrix has a very good shot at winning. I think it definitely becomes more even. It's more of like a 55-45 to Bellatrix in that arena. But Harry just has these moments, and they just work out for him. And I think that's why he's seen as this really powerful wizard. But whoa, this is perfect time for a fun fact. Oh my gosh. Everyone's talking about how powerful Harry is, but he never cast a single spell in the first book. Wow, what, huh? So that's a fun fact. You can show up with your friends for that one. But yeah, that proves my point, because it doesn't. So let's move on now. So in terms of magical skill, Bellatrix has those spells that just get the job done. She only has two different kinds of spells. The first kind, it just gets to the point. It does whatever she wants it in less than a second. And the other kind of spell she has is things that really drag it out, and like really, like over days, and aren't really used for practical things, but just used in duels, in battles, in fights, for Bellatrix herself. And that just shows how much of a evil person Bellatrix is. But having those two different kinds of spells can really define the way Bellatrix casts them. Because with those kind of spells, there's really only one way you can cast those kinds of spells. And there's only one way that you can use them, execute them, and just have the outcome be in your favor. And there are different sequences and ways and power levels that you have to have and get down to a T in order to get those spells out correctly. And Bellatrix has so much experience in that arena that it really makes up for her, you know, wanting to bring out the pain and suffering and torture for her own benefit. And she really wants that kind of thing, and it makes up for the fact that she really does that almost every time she has a duel, that she's just generally powerful. So having that, you know, I'm powerful, but I also have these kinds of spells, and I also want to taunt you, like, that combination can really get under someone's skin, like with Harry. And it's also very effective, because she has those emotional weapons to use against someone. Because, again, she carries out all of Voldemort's dirty work, she's very powerful, taunting, and all those combined, it just makes a very formidable opponent. And before we run over too much, I do want to do the classic versus series tradition where we discuss the duel itself. And as per usual, I have the microphone in my hand now. I've taken it out of the stand. Although the stand, wow, that's very, very small. Didn't realize it. I haven't taken the microphone out in a while. We haven't done versus series in so long. But, so yeah, got the microphone in my hand, and we are ready to act out this duel. And I'll try to keep it under 20 minutes, but still. It's going to be quite the duel. So, we start off in the box. No, I'm going to go with the Battle of Hogwarts in this one. So, we start off on the table. And Ginny is doing a... And then Bellatrix is like... You know? Well, not quite. So, Ginny casts her spells, and then she gets frozen in that position. And then Harry goes up, and he... I don't think He doesn't say Mrs. Weasley's line, but I think he kind of makes up his own, you know, because, you know, uniqueness, gotta keep it original. So, he says his really awesome and, you know, tough guy line. He gets up there, and then Bellatrix says something really taunting about Sirius, about how, like, Harry's gonna join him soon, or Harry, you know, might be even worse at dueling than him, and that's gonna make Harry real mad. So he's gonna cast a really, really aggressive spell, maybe like Crucio, and Bellatrix is gonna block it and be like, oh, wow, that's so cute, oh my gosh, you know how to cast spells, and then Harry's gonna retaliate with an even more aggressive spell. I think that second one will be Crucio, and then she kind of gets the back end of it and feels that pain, and then she kind of realizes that, oh my gosh, Harry is no joke. I gotta win this duel and be done with it. And then they kind of go. So the taunting is over, and it's time to really get down to business. And Bellatrix is gonna cast a chain, whatever. Incarcerus. I was trying to find that in my brain. And Harry is almost going to be wrapped up, and then he's going to burn it in the air and then cast a snake at Bellatrix. That's what I think. He's going to cast a snake at Bellatrix, and it's going to slither towards her, but then she's going to do that thing that Snape did where, you know, pew, and it flies in the air and it burns up. It, like, kind of disappears, and then they're going to have a very, very fast exchange, and that's kind of where the duel's going to really start. And then they're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and finally, Harry gets off a good spell, and Bellatrix is frozen. Not quite like she was in the movie, but kind of like she was in the movie. Like, not really, you know, like a doll, almost, but she was like... And then kind of stunned. And Harry's going to be like, oh, I won, nice. But then Bellatrix is going to come back even stronger and cast a ton of spells in a row. And Harry's going to cast a mega Protego charm. And he's going to block all of them. And then they're going to do that, you know, very dramatic, like, wait, it's like 4 beats. And then they're going to go back at it again. And it's going to be kind of like these, like, really fast exchanges and really, really quick, you know, block spell, block spell, block spell, block spell. And then it's going to kind of morph into a exchange of really powerful spells. And that's when Bellatrix is going to move into the Killing Curse. And that's where Harry is going to move into the Disarming Charm. And everyone kind of knows that this is these are the final stages of the duel because, you know, those are kind of their signature spells. And they're going to go at it. And then finally, Harry's going to go, Expelliarmus! And then Bellatrix isn't going to get her wand up in time. And poof, it's gone. And there's like a really, like, I mean, mega dramatic pause. And then Harry goes, Stop before! And it's going to be like that when Harry was killed by Voldemort, it's going to be like the white light's going to go everywhere. And then she's going to get thrown off the cliff because the spell was so powerful because Harry caught her wand and then did it double. And she was hit right in the chest and flung out the window and down the cliff. And then they're going to cheer and all the forces are going to be like, no, but the battle must continue. And that is the duel. I think I'm going to keep this in my hand for the outro because it's kind of comfortable. The microphone, I mean. But there you go. If you have any questions, comments, or theories that you would like to hear on the podcast, you should definitely send me an email. My email is thepotterdiscussion@gmail.com. That is thepotterdiscussion@gmail.com. If you could just scroll down on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser and tap that 5 stars or even leave a written review so if someone is trying to decide if they want to listen to the show or not, it would help them out. And 5 stars preferably, but if not 5 stars, please tell me what I'm doing wrong. And also make sure you subscribe, and if you're on YouTube, like and comment what theory you want to hear next or any feedback you have for me. If you want my ultimate guide to a perfect Harry Potter marathon, where I give you my 2 favorite Easter eggs from every book or movie, click that first link in the show notes below, enter your first name and email, and you are in for free. Well, that'll do it for today's episode. Stay tuned on Friday. I'll be coming out with a trailer for the next episode on YouTube. As always, use this information to your advantage, and I will see you later.